Okay, today's Daf Tes. We're actually on Daf Ches. We have a lot to cover. We're, I don't know, with 15 lines from the bottom, where it says the first word on the line is kigon. So we were talking about teachers, rabbeim, that are very, very dedicated. So the Gemara says kigon man, like who? Amar Rav, kigon Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas. Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas. Shilas, by the way, is the name of a woman. Sometimes there are a few people out there who are named there. Shimon Pazi, they say Pazi's a woman, his mother. So Shmuel Bar Shilas is Shmuel, the son of Shilas. Shilas is his mother. The Rav Ashkechel of Shmuel Bar Shilas, Rav found him, bumped into him, Tahavika Beginsa. He was in his garden. So Amalei, Shavkise Lehemenuzech, you're abandoning your profession? You mean, why aren't you in the classroom? Right? So Amalei, Hatleisa Shnin de Lochazili, it's been 13 years since I've been to this. My garden, and then still, even now, my thoughts are on the students, even though I've been here even though it's been so long. And Rabbanan Mai, so if we said before that yesterday that teachers are compared to the stars, what are Rabbanim compared to? I'm Ravina, V'avav Kitzeis Hashemesh B'Gvuraso, like the sun in its strength. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. A gabite tzedaka, einan rishayin lifrosh ze mizeh. They can't separate from each other. We said two gabayim to collect tzedaka. They have to always be together. Aval porish de l'shar v'de l'chanos. One could be in the street, one could be by the gate, one could be by the store, even though they're not mamish next to each other, but they could still see each other. Matzah mos pashuk. If you're walking down the street, a gabite tzedaka finds money in the street, and he's like, keep that money. Lo yitnein besoch kitso. He can't put that in his pocket because it'll look suspicious. Ella, what should he do? Ella knows him with Anarchy Shell Sadaka. He puts it in the pushka. When he gets home, Yitlame, he can take it out. Well, really, it's his. Just, it looks very suspicious when a guy by Sadaka is moving money around from pocket to pocket. Similarly, somebody owes me money and he pays him back in the street. He's a guy by Sadaka. Don't put that in your pocket, in your wallet. Ella knows him with Anarchy Shell Sadaka. Put that in the pushka. Look, if you have a little bit of yitlame, when you get home, take it out. Tanar Abanan, we learned in a brisa. Gabay tzedaka she'ein lehem aniyim lechalek. Gabay tzedaka, there's nothing to give out. No aniyim today. So the halacha is, portin la'acher ve'in portin la'atzman. So he's going to money change. He's going to change the money, let's say, for bigger bills, or he's going to change the money. He shouldn't change it himself. In other words, he's a money changer also by profession. As a side thing, he's a guy by tzedaka for the shul. No, don't do it yourself. It's going to look suspicious. Go to the other store and do it. Go change the money over the other place. Guy by tamchui, same thing. The guy in charge of the soup kitchen. She'ein lehem aniyim l'chalek. Mochmin la'acherim. He should sell the food to other people. They'd mochmin la'atzman. He shouldn't sell it to himself. Why? Because people are going to accuse him of shortchanging the tamchui. They gave himself a discount, right? Mo'ot shel tzedaka. Money of tzedaka. Ain monin osam shtayim ela achas achas. You don't count it. What does that mean? You don't count the money two coins at a time. Right. You don't count the money 2 coins at a time. Okay. Amar Abaya. Abaya says, it's something we alluded to yesterday. Meirach, originally, lo have yasif mar atzife debe kinishna. Rabba would never sit on the mats of the shul because he felt it was an improper use of tzedakah funds to buy mats for a shul. Kivin de shamalei de tat la hadatanya olishnosa. Since we learned again, the call mashiyirta olishnosa call mashiyirta that the townspeople have a right to change whatever they want. Haya yasif. In other words, when someone gives a charity to the community, basically they're putting their trust. The community can buy the shul or the yeshiva. They can buy whatever they think is necessary, unless someone gives bedafka. I only want you to buy chairs. So then the guy has to buy the chairs. But otherwise, whenever someone gives tzedakah, they don't care what the shul does with the money. Whatever the shul needs, is light bulbs, is tissue paper, they don't care. So anything that the shul buys, any reasonable thing that the shul buys, or yeshiva buys, or an institution buys, for the betterment of the institution, nobody minds that. So the state felt they needed mats, that's okay. And when Rabbi Hurt learned that, he said, you know what, that's fine, that makes sense.
Amar Abaya, Meresh have Ovid Mar Trey Kisi. Originally he had two wallets. Chad la niye, chad alme. Chad la niye de alma. One for the name of the whole world. The chad la niye de masla. And one for the name of his town.
because we learned yesterday there was a difference between a neem of a town and a neem of the rest of the world. But once he heard that he could switch and the funds could be used whatever you want, so he only had one. And he made it tonight. Same thing, he did that. He had one kiss and he made it tonight. That if the money, if people don't mind, I'm going to use the money for whatever we need. Ravashi Amar, I don't even have to make it tonight. Why? Because anytime someone gives me money, they give it with that knowledge. And whatever I do, whatever I need to do with it, I do with it. In other words, nobody's so makbid, nobody cares so much. I tell them we're giving tzedakah, whoever and whenever I find fit to dispense the tzedakah, I'm going to do it, and most people are fine with it, and therefore you don't need two pushkins, one for the, like in the mailbox, right? This zip code and then every other zip code. You don't need that. You don't need that. You can give the aniyim whoever you decide, and most people are okay with that. Hani Beit Shrei Tabachi. There were two butchers. The Avdi Inyana Bahadi Adadi. They made an agreement with each other that basically they're going to switch off when they sell meat. It's a way to jack up the prices. One sells only Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and the other is only going to sell Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday. It's a way to jack up the prices. So if somebody needs meat on a Monday, they're only going to, only one store is open. The other guy's not open. Right? It's like a monopoly. They made an agreement between each other. And they said, Manda Ovid beyond with the Chavri, if you open up on the day that I'm supposed to be open, Nikru Lemishche, I'm going to come and rip the leather, the hides from the animals, I'm going to come rip them. In other words, I'm going to ruin your property if you, they made an agreement like this, if you open on a day you're not supposed to open. So Azal Chad Minayu, one of them went, Avad Biyoma de Chavre, he opened up on the day of his friend, Kara Lemashche, and he went and he ripped his hide. He destroyed the property because he violated the agreement. Azal Kame de Rava, it comes to Rava for a din Torah, Chayvinhu, Rava Lishlume, Rava made him pay. Why do you make him pay? Because this agreement goes against the principles of the town. What kind of agreement is it? Jack up prices? What kind of business is this? Ast Eitzvei Rav Yemar Bar Shlima L'Rava Lasiya Al Kitzosam. Right? I don't understand. They made an agreement. Didn't we say yesterday that when people make an agreement, you can't overtake the agreement. People can make any agreement they want. Why'd you do this? Why'd you rule in their favor? Lo ahadile, Rava. Rava didn't answer the guy. So Amalei Rav Papa, Shaper Ava de lo ahadile midi. It's a good thing he didn't answer. Hani mili, when do we say that you can make an agreement? Hecha, when hani mili hecha deleka adam chashov. Right. Aval hecha de ikka adam chashov, lav kol kamine demasnu. You have an adam chashov in the town. You have Rava in the town. Go ask Rava first about the agreement that you're making. That's why Rava passed against these people. You want to make an agreement? There's nobody there. Make an agreement. What can I tell you? You have chashov of people that know halacha or right. So what's the definition of an adam chashov over here? So the Radva says there's two conditions. First of all, you have to be a talmud chacham. And you have to be somebody that the community respects. It's two different factors. The community Talmud Chacham, nobody knows you're a Talmud Chacham. Nobody respects, not that they don't respect you, he's a fine man. Someone that they look up to. So you have a quiet Talmud Chacham sitting in the corner, nobody realizes he's such a great man, he wouldn't be good enough. Then you have a person who maybe everybody respects, he's not a Talmud Chacham. Maybe he's very wealthy, maybe he's very influential, but he's not necessarily a Talmud Chacham, see both. Such a person, go ask him. He, that's a great idea. Most Mustama, he wouldn't agree with such an idea where he's doing it to jack up prices. So since they made this agreement without Rava's consent, Rava nullified the agreement. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Ein mechashvim b'tztaka al gabay im gabay tztaka. You don't have to question a gabay tztaka. How he spent his money, how he spent what he does with the tzedakah money. V'lo behekdeshim gizbarin. Same thing with hekdesh money. How the gizbar spends money that you donate to the base of mikdash, it's not your business. Afal pishein raya ladavar. There's no raya for this. Zecher ladavar have a zecher. Shneimar, it says, V'lo yichashvu et ha'anashim asher yitnu et ha'kesef al yadam laseitz la'otzi ha'malacha ki ba'amunahim osim. Okay? Amar Abelazar, afal pishein yesh lo la'adam gizbar, neman besoch beso,
even though there's a gizmo in your house and who's trusted, nevertheless, yuter v'yimneh. Yuter v'yimneh means that you should bind up the money and count it. Shenemar, v'yuter v'yimneh. Bind it up. Why are you binding it up? We just said a minute ago that, first of all, we trust him. Second of all, it's not your business how he spends it. What are you binding it up for? So some Rishonim say, the Meiri says, nevertheless, it's still another safeguard and another demonstration that everything's being done on the up and up. Even though we trust him, and even though it's still another way to demonstrate how careful we are about someone else's money. That's the Meiri. The others have a whole, almost like a Kabbalistic explanation. That there's a Gemara that says that things that are hidden are, what's the Gemara? The Marsha says this. That things that are, the Gemara in Chulin says, Kol davar shesagor v'chasim v'monoi ein mazik in Shaltenbo. If anything that's sealed and signed and counted, the mazikim don't bother it. Therefore, they tie it up and bind it so the mazikim shouldn't destroy the money. That's Gemara says it. Marsha says it. Okay. Next, Amar Rav Huna, Bodkin l'mizonos. We check somebody out to see if he's entitled to money to mizonos. Somebody a poor man. I need a soup kitchen. So we check him out to determine that. If it ain't Bodkin l'kasos, but we don't check you out. If you need clothing, guy shows up without any clothing on. Well, what's your financial status? We don't do that. We give him clothing. Ebay say makra, ebay say masvara. I have a pasuk that says that. I have a svara that says that. Ebay say masvara. Haikum avazi, haikalom avazi. When it comes to you walking in without any clothes on, it's very embarrassing. Chances are nobody would do that if it wasn't sincere. Chances are when it comes to I'm hungry. Not embarrassing yourself. It was just giving you food because you said? No. Who are you? Where do you come? What are you? You have a job? You're out of a job right now? How many kids? How many food? How much food do you need? We start inquiring. The guy walks in without any clothes on? The guy pretty desperate to do that. We'd give him right away. It's an embarrassing thing. Anybody say Makra? A pasuk says that. Very, very strange pasuk. The pasuk is in Yeshaya. It says, Halo paros l'ra'ev lachmecha. How do you translate that sentence?
We're not break your bread for the hungry.
Okay, we're not going to break your bread for the hungry. Paros, says the Gemara, lachmecha b'shin ksiv. It says paros with a shin, which can also be translated as parosh. First, check it out. V'hadar havle. Then, if it's true, give him. That's by food, by lechem. For hasam ksiv, then it says, kisira aron v'kisiso, kisira el alter. You see the guy without any clothes on? When you see him, right away give. The problem is that in the pasuk in Yeshaya, it doesn't say it with a sin. It says it with a samach. So the Gemara says, paros is with a shin. It's going to look up, it'll take a Yeshaya out of the shelf, and you look it up, it's going to have a samach. The Rekiva Eger in Masechta Shabbos, on Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis lists at least twenty places. This is one of them where the Gemara's Mesorah is different than ours. Okay, and one of them is in Parshas Devarim. Rashi quotes: "There's no vav. We don't have the vav. There's a vav. Whatever. We don't have that vav. That's in there. It's in the list. There are 20 places in Tanakh where the Mesorah of the Gemara is different than ours. This is one of them. I can't explain what's going on here." The Gemara says with a shin. If once it says with a shin, we're going to darshin it to mean something else. It doesn't have a shin. It has a samach. It's a problem. There are 20 of them. Some say that what the Gemara meant to say was, it doesn't say nasan, to give the ani. It says paros, even if it's with a samach. Even if it's with a samach. But since the word is a different word, it should have said nasan, to give bread. What's a funny word, paros, to break? So we're going to darsh it as if it says it with a shin, which means parosh, which means to check him out. That's the best I can tell you. Okay. It's a fascinating idea that... What? I don't know, it's interesting also. We'll usually bring the svar before the pasuk? What did we say yesterday? I don't know. Right.
So it's interesting, because we always think that we have this Masorah that's so pristine, and there are 20 places where it's different. So you have to figure out each one, what's going on here. This one we weaseled out of a little bit. No, we really should have said a different word, so maybe that's what the Gemara meant to say. Right? Should have said Nasan to give. Since it didn't, it's open up for darshanin. And the Gemara didn't mean to say that it has a sin. It has a sin. The Gemara knows it has a sanach, like we have in our Yeshaya. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Amar the other way around. Bokin l'chasos. We check you out regarding clothing. They ain't bokin l'mizonos. But we don't check you out regarding mizonos. Ebay say masvara, ebay say makra. Again, ebay say masvara, high kamitzarele, v'hai lo kamitzarele. Not having any clothes on, other than tzar. It's embarrassing. It's not tzar. The guy's starving. It's mamish tzar. Can't give the guy, you have to check him out. You have to spend 3 hours debating. The guy's dying away from hunger. Therefore, when it comes to the food, you give it out asking. When it comes to the clothing, so check it out. How poor is he? Why would he show up like that? I don't know. But it's not tzar. Eboy, say makra. Hachaksiv, hello, paros. See, notice it has a sonic now. Hachaksiv, hello, paros. Lerov lachmecha, paros l'alta. Right away, you give bread. And ugud karina, the pasuk says. Hasam ksif, kisire, arim, ksuso. Then it says, when you see the guy, doesn't have any clothes on. Kishayira lacha, when you see it, meaning, check it out. Tanya nami, katanya kavasa de Yehuda, amar, kisuni bodkin, achrav, parnasuni ain't bodkin. When it comes to clothing, we do check it out. When it comes to food, we don't. Tanan Hasam, we learned over there. Ain poskim la'oni, over imakom la'makom, mikika rapudyon, me'arbas in besela. It's a mission in Peya. When somebody comes, a poor man comes in, we don't know who he is, he's a traveling poor man, so we don't give him less than a kikar of a pundyon when 4 saw is a sela. It's a certain number, it's a certain amount of food. Lon, 1 second. One of the achronim here asks a question that in Masechtas Erevin we say when it comes to like an erev tchum that the amount of person eats in a day is an omer of food, which is 43 eggs and a fifth of an egg. So why are you giving him so little over here? And the Yirei and the Smag have a tzarach here. So they go and answer the question. This is the minimum amount of food is X, and now you're giving him Y. So the Chassam Sofer says that exactly, it's on purpose. We'll only give him the minimum without checking him out. Give him the minimum. We don't have to die. We're not giving him a normal amount. Then we'll check him out. Then if he's taka, a poor man, we'll give him the more. They'll give him the rest. Exactly. We don't give him everything right away. We give him the bare minimum, bare bread and water. Then we'll check you out. You taka, a poor man, then we'll give you more. Okay. Next, lawn. If the guy sleeps overnight in the town, has nowhere to sleep, he goes to the Y to go take a nap to go sleep. So notice the lawn, we give him parnasas lina, parnasa for lina for sleeping. What is that? My parnasas lina. What does that mean? Amar papa puria. It's a bed, ubeisadja and a pillow. Shabbos. If it's Shabbos, nosnin lo mazon shalosh tzeudos. We give him amount for 3 meals. It's a whole discussion. Believe it or not, there's an actual discussion here in the Rishonim. What's the third meal for Shal Shudas? What about Malav Malka? Someone had a girsa that it's on Shabbos. You're giving him 3 meals on Shabbos morning. So it's Shabbos morning meal, Shal Shudas, and Malav Malka. Someone actually had that girsa. Not that he comes out Friday afternoon. If he comes Friday afternoon, you got to give him 4 meals. Because of Malav Malka. Malav Malka is not a joke, right? It's a real halacha about eating Malav Malka. So they gave him 4 meals. It's a halacha. But we're giving him an extra for Shal Shudas also, right? Right. You know, there's a Gemara that says that Rabbi Akiva says, it's on the first page of the Mishnah Brura of Hilcha Shabbos, that Asei Shabbatcha Chol V'Alset Starech Lebrios. Don't go begging for Shalosh Shudas. Make your Shabbos into a Chol, into a weekday where you don't eat Shalosh Shudas, rather than go knocking on doors. Right? So what's going on here? Why are you giving him Shalosh Shudas? So the Mishnah Brura says that on the first page of Hilcha Shabbos, that's only true if you have enough for 2 meals. Don't go back for the third meal. It's a rice, some say, Shal Shudas, we're so careful, but not on the extent of someone else's back. Shal Shudas is in that way going to beg for food. But anyway, you don't have anything to eat at all, then everybody, once you're going anywhere for begging, then we'll give you Shal Shudas also. Okay? Tana, we learned, if you're knocking on the doors, ain't this cock and low. that we don't have to give you. Why? Because we assume you'll be successful knocking on doors. That's the stage you're at already. You're going from door to door begging for food. Then you come to the soup kitchen, I'm hungry. What do you mean? Just from begging the whole day. So Mustafa, people gave you. So if people gave you, we don't have to give. That's the assumption. That today that probably would not be true, but in those days it was true. Hahu Ani, there was once a poor man, Davi Machzer, listen to this story. Davi Machzer al Psachim, he was going from door to door, also a commander of Papa, he came to Rav Papa, lo mizdaka glei. Rav Papa, he was the guy by Tzedakah, Rav Papa. Rav Papa said, you don't have to get, you give him to the door. Amalei, Rav Sama Breda, Rav Yevel, Rav Papa. E mar lo mizdaka glei, if you, Rav Papa doesn't give, inish achwida lo mizdaka glei, nobody's going to give. If the gadol doesn't give, so today we have another way around. They come with a sheet of paper that lists all these gedolim that said it's okay for him to be at your door. Right? So imagine if he comes with no piece of paper. Comes with a piece of paper like that, still nobody gives him. So imagine if he doesn't come with anything. Right? So Papa doesn't, he says, Papa, if you don't give, how's anyone going to give? It's not going to have any traction, this guy. So, Liamus, you want him to die? For Tanya, it says, Imho Yamani Maxwell Psachim Anus Talking Low. Right, but it says, Rav Papa says, what do you mean? I'm not trying to have the guy die. It says, if he goes from door to door, the guy by Tzedakah doesn't have to give. Amalei, ain't talking about Tana Meruba. Yeah, you don't have to give him a feast. Avonelson is talking about Tana Meruba. Give him something. Something, just a token that at least he could say, you know, Rav Papa gave me, right, a token. Amar of Asi, La'olav al yimna atzmo, milaseis shlishis ha-shekel b'shana. The bare minimum of Tzedakah you must give a year is a third of a shekel. It's the bare minimum. Shenemar va'amdeinu aleinu mitzvas laseis aleinu shlishis hashekel b'shavah l'avodas beis elokeinu. Based on a pasuk in Navi, it's the bare minimum. I was looking for it last night. I couldn't find it. I know there's a Ramah that says that's why we're going to get to tomorrow. We're going to talk about giving to talk about during davening by Yivar Tzavir, giving to talk about davening. We don't do other mitzvahs by davening. Why tzedakah of all things? So we're going to talk about that tomorrow. I was looking for it. I couldn't find it. I think there's a Ramah that said that's why there's a pushka in shul. The pushka in shul is to ensure that at least you give the bare minimum. A guy gives a penny, he gives his prutas. At least he'll give the bare minimum. Because the Rambam says in the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, the Shulchan Aruch that they quote over here is not the Shulchan Aruch that says that. That's why I couldn't find it. If you don't even give this amount, you're not even a kind of mitzvah tzedakah. It's a complicated topic how much you have to give. A tenth, right? A tenth of what? At least you got to give this much. You got to give a bare minimum. That's why I once saw it. That's why there's a Pushkin Shul. It will guarantee he'll give the bare minimum. Everybody gives to the Pushkin Shul, right? People don't have extra. If someone comes to the door, I'm sorry, they call on the phone, I'm sorry, I don't have it, it's tight. It's all good. But at least you got to give something. So they have a Pushkin Shul, you'll give something. That's what I couldn't find. I was looking for it. If anyone can know where it is, I'd love to have that tab so we know where that is. V'amar Rav Asi, Shekula Tzedakah Keneged Kol HaMitzvos. Tzedakah is, shekel is weighed as all the entire mitzvahs in the Torah. How many mitzvahs are shekel connected to all the mitzvahs? I believe there are seven. I believe it's seven. Mila, tzitzis, tefillin, tzedakah, I think Shabbos. Avodah Zarah is the opposite one. If you do Avodah Zarah, it's connected all the Averis. And I'm not sure what the seventh one is. If anybody knows, it's like a trivia question. What are the, maybe Talmud Torah? It's connected Kulam, we say. Right, I know tzedakah's on the list. It's not only tzedakah. There's other ones also, tzitzis, tefillin, mila. Those are for sure also shakal. But, I mean, the Rambam says it. Chayavin anu lihizar b'tzedakah b'mitzvah, yoser mikal mitzvot aseh. Why? Shadakah tzimen l'tzadike zera Avram Avinu. It's a guarantee you're from the zera of Avram Avinu. It's such an amazing language. The Rambam writes sometimes. Shenamar, like it says, ki yadativ l'mana sheitav ezbanav laso tzedakah. And then he says that the Ein Kisei Yisrael Miskavnin Vidas HaEmes HaOmedes Elabit Tzedakah. Unbelievable praise about giving tzedakah. Right? Okay. Shenemar, like it says, V'amidenu Oleinu Mitzvos. Mitzvah Ein Ksiv Ela Mitzvos. So how do you know it's tzedakah? Okay. It says tzedakah. What about Mishpat? So they say, well, Mishpat also in that pasuk. So maybe having Mishpat also connected call the Mitzvos? No, we don't say that. Only tzedakah. Simen Gadol Mikdash Moshe. Amar v'lazar, gadol ha-maisa, yoser min ha-osa. Getting someone else to give tzedakah is even greater than giving tzedakah yourself. Why? Shlach says, because giving more people to give tzedakah is greater than one person giving tzedakah. You give tzedakah, you're one person. If you get 10 people to give tzedakah, that's 11 people. So that's 11 is more than one. That's why it's greater. The the Rabbi Yaakov Emden says an unbelievable vort. If you go around bugging people to give tzedakah, that's a bigger bizayon. You're belittling yourself. That's much more tsar than just giving the guy a check. You give a check for tzedakah, you give a check. But I have to go fetch other people and belittle myself and humble myself. That's a tremendous amount of tzar. It's from tzar agra. The amount of, right? So therefore it's much greater if I bug other people and I get to, and I succeed, than I just write a check myself. That's Rabbi Yaakov Emden for Havart. And the Chachmas Adam says, because if I get someone else to give tzedakah, I have done two things. First of all, the Ani gets his check, and I'm a Zaka somebody else. You can't be a Zaka yourself. If you're a Zaka somebody else, that's much greater than just writing a check yourself. Okay? Shinemar, like it says, V'hoya maise tzedakah shalva avodas tzedakah v'hashke v'edach ad olam, forever. Zacha, if you're Zoche, halo paros l'rov lachmecha. Now there's a shin in that word. Halo paros l'rov lachmecha. Lo zacha, if you're not zocha, v'aniyim mirudim tave boyis. The wailing aniyim come to the house. The Gemara is going to interpret that to mean it's the Romans. The Romans coming and taking your money away. So what does it mean zacha? What does it mean zacha? If you're zocha, then what? You're zocha to support aniyim. Look at Rashi. Zacha, what does Rashi say? Zacha, if you're zocha, see what Rashi says? It's 2, 4, 6, 8 lines from the bottom. Zacha, if you're zocha, what does Rashi say? L'mazel tov. Anybody know what that means? If you're zocha, l'mazel tov? What does that mean? What? L'mazel tov? What?
Good fortune.
If you're zocha, it's a good fortune? No. If you're zocha to be a good Jew, Hashem will give you the ability to do tzedakah. And if not, the Romans come on the door and say, give me all your money. So the Ein Yaakov says, Rashi wrote mem tes. He meant maisim tovim. If you have maisim tovim, Hashem rewards you and gives you more maisim tovim. And so the editor wrote mazel tov. That's what Yaakov Emden said. I mean, a lot of the mafarshim here try to squeeze out how it can really mean mazel tov. It's a little bit of a funny Rashi. But mazel tov, what does that mean? Like, you know, you can read this, just read, oh, mazel tov, you just keep on going. Like, what? So Ein Yaakov said, no, it's a printing mistake. It said maisim tovim. Okay. Amaluhu Ravel of Nemechuza. Tamtusa minaycha, I beg of you. Asu bahadi adadi. Give tzedakah to each other. Kehechi delahavi lechu shalom b'malchusa. So you'll have shalom in the kingdom. Why? Because that's what tzedakah does. Va'amar Rav Elazar b'tzmanche b'etz mikdash kayem. Adam shakalo umitzchapelo. A person would give a shekel to the Beit HaMikdash, which counted for the karbanos, and it was a kapara. Achshav shein b'etz mikdash kayem im osin tzedakah mutav. Now if you get tzedakah good, v'im lav, burn of the kochav menotlam b'zroa. The goyim come, the Romans come, and take your money away by force. Va'afal pikein, nechshav lehendel tzedakah. Even though the goyim take it, it's still considered tzedakah. Shenemar uvenoksha tzedakah. Amar Rava, hay milsi shtayli ula mishagish archase deime. The following thing was told me by the young man who made his mother crazy, which we're going to say is Rosheshes. Mishmei derbalazar. My dechsev. What does it mean? Vayilvash tzedakah kisiryon. What does it mean? You wear tzedakah like a suit of armor. Lomalacha, ma siryon zeh. Just like a plate, a body of armor called klipa v'klipa mitzterefes. Each plate combined to make a full body, a suit of armor. Let's say on gadol, at tzedakah called pruta mitzterefes l'cheshben gadol. Each pruta adds up. It adds up. Rabbi Chanina Amar mehacha. A different source. Kibeged edim. Each thread makes a garment. Each pruta adds up. Why was he called the baby that made his mother crazy? Because Rav Achdeve, from the son of Rav Ami, asked Rav Sheshes the following question. Okay, this is finishes in 5 minutes. A Mitzorah has two stages of his life. He's a Mitzorah when he's locked up, and then he's a Mitzorah when he's counting down the days to be Tahar. So the Gemara wants to know, how do you know that a Mitzorah who's counting down the days to be Tahar could also be Mitame things? When he's Tame, we know he could be Mitame things. Psukim. How do you know now he's on his way to Tyre? He already brought the Tziporim for a carpet. He's just waiting out the days. He touches something, he makes that tummy. How do you know that? Menayin lemitzorah b'meisi puro, that a mitzorah during the days of his counting shematame adam. He can also be matame adam. Amalosa, he answered back, holo matame begadim. He can be matame begadim, matame adam. He can be matame adam. Amalei dilma, but how do you know he can be matame begadim? Because when the count is over, the begadim, the torches of the begadim have to be washed.
So what do you see? Hikir Mitamim Begadim. Is it Hikir Mitamim Begadim? Certainly Mitamim people.
Amalana, Dilma Tumah Bechaburim, shiny. Maybe Tumah that he's wearing is different. He's wearing it, Mamish. Not if he touches something.
The Hesed Nevela, picking up a Nevela without touching it, is the Mitamim Begadim, makes your clothing Tame. They ain't a Mitamim Adam. Does it make you Tame?
Amalei, El Sheretz, the Mitame Adam Minolan. How do you know? So what I meant to ask was, how do you know a Sheretz is a Mitame a person? Lav Mishum, the Mitame Begadim? Isn't it because you're Mitame the Begadim? And if you're Mitame Begadim, you're Mitame people? Amalei, what are you talking about? Sheretz Behadjitziv Bey. Sheretz is a black and white in the Pasuk. Oh, Isha Sheyiga Bechol Sheretz.
So what I meant to ask was, El Shikva Zera, the Mitame Adam Minolan. How do I know Shikva Zera is Mitame Adam?
Lav Mishum, the whole of Mitame Begadim? Mitame Adam?
Since it's Mitame Begadim, it's Mitame Adam?
Amalei, what are you talking about? Shiv Chazer Naim Behedik Zivbe. Shiv Chazer is also black and white in the Pasuk. Oh, Ish, Lo Rabos, Es Hanogea, right?
Anyway, so they had this conversation. Well, how do you know all this and this?
Ihadarle Bidbidichuse.
He always answered him back in a joking way. When he answered him back all these answers, he gave a little bit of a joke.
Chalash died in the Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes got upset about that. Ishtik Rav Achtavi Bar Ami. Rav Achtavi Bar Ami got sick. It was like some kind of punishment. The Ithyakar Talmudei. He forgot all his learning.
Issy Ime, the mother of Rishesh's came. The Chabachi, she was coming. She was crying. Tavcha Tavcha, she was screaming out. He ignored his mother. He ignored her.
Amrale, Chazi Lahani, Chadaye, look at my two breasts. The Machas Minayu.
That they sustained you when you were a baby. Boy Rachme Ale. Then she daven for him.
So, the Iste, she daven, with the Asan,
the Iste, and he became healed. So they called him the one that made his mother crazy, because he made his mother belittle herself like that. And to daven for someone else, she had to belittle herself. What kind of convention a mother saying that to you? Look at this. Look at my body. I used to support you when you were a baby. So the Gemara assumed that was a little bit of belittling herself. He caused that. That's why he got that nickname. Okay.
Two more minutes. Vada asan Allah mina lon. So the bottom line is, how do you know all this? Kitatani Rav Shir Ben Yechai Omer. Nemar kibbutz begadim b'mei sipuro. V'nemar kibbutz begadim b'mei chiluto.
It says kibbutz begadim when it comes to a mitzvah being locked up, and when it comes to a mitzvah being not locked up.
Ma lahala mitame adam, afkan mitame adam.
Just like when he's locked up, he's mitame adam, so too when he's not locked up, he's still locked up. But he's on his way to being tahar, he also is mitame people.
Amar Belazar, Gadol Ha'os et Tzedakah B'Seisa Yotzei Moshe Rabbeinu.
If you do stuck in private, you're greater than Moshe Rabbeinu.
The Ilu Moshe Rabbeinu Ksiv, Ki Yagarti B'Bnei Av Chema.
By Moshe it says that he got rid of Af and Chema. It's even greater. Get rid of greater things.
Asks the Yavetz,
what kind of stuff can Moshe Rabbeinu give in the Midbar? They had everything they needed. They had food, they had clothing, they had money, they had kabanos, whatever you needed they had. What's Moshe giving stucca for? He leaves the Pitzar Achiyim. What kind of stucca? Says for Moshe, two things. First of all, maybe it was in Mitzrayim he gave stucca. Maybe in Mitzrayim he did. And maybe there's such a thing called emotional tzedakah. It's not just money. It's not always about money. He was there for people. People needed him. That wasn't taken care of in the Midbar. They're still human beings. Yes, all their physical needs were taken care of. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu did that. It's also important. We never think about that. Right? It's also tzedakah. Where Moshe Feinstein writes a tshuva where he says that people, that yeshiva bachur can't give tzedakah any money. Doesn't have any money. So what should he do? To give the kindness of tzedakah. So Moshe said he should do kiruv. Take 10% of his time and help other Jews. Is that really tzedakah? It's emotional tzedakah, no question about it. Spiritual tzedakah. Might not be physical. Same idea. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was. He gives tzedakah matan b'seisa, even greater than that. Okay?
We'll do two more lines and then we'll stop. We'll pligid Rav Yitzchak, Tamar Yitzchak, af kofeh chama, af kofeh chama. Af kofe, the anger you get rid of. Chama in a kofe, that you don't get rid of. Shnemar v'shochet b'cheik chama aza. Af v'shochet b'cheik chama aza. Fine. Ikat amri, amar Rav Yitzchak kol dayin shenotel shochet mevi chama l'olam. If someone does that, he brings chama to the world. Shnemar v'shochet b'cheik ...
Okay, we'll stop here. We did more than I thought we would. We almost finished in record time. And tomorrow's daf is gigantic. There's a lot to say on it. A lot of agadot. So almost all things about tzedakah. I'm halfway through. And Amir Hashem, we will see everyone tomorrow morning. Everyone have a good day.